Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Praise God. I just want to give honor to God today. Hallelujah. Who's ahead of my life? He got up. Woo. God didn't just send something. He sent his very best. His very best. And I'm talking about he didn't send it for some. He sent it for all. All that who receive this. Hallelujah. Giving honor to our leaders of the house, Pastor Cora, Pastor Jimmy. Thank you so much for the great work that you're doing. A lot of it's gone that people don't know about. But I'm telling you, bearing much fruit. Woo! Y'all ever seen dominoes? You know, people take them and they stack them up. And then you push that one over. They call it a domino effect. And then the rest of them will fall over. That's the fruit you bear. That's the fruit you bear. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for my lovely wife, my children, my family that came to support me. Y'all stand up for me, please. Hallelujah. My sisters, my mom. Hallelujah. My son-in-law. Glory to God. Woo. My grandchildren. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Woo. You know, and I tell you what, even if no one had came, I wouldn't have been by myself. I got the helper on the inside of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm not going to tarry you long. I'm going to be short and sweet, and I'm going to get straight to the point. There's many times that I've stood before you as the opportunity presented itself, and I had a chance to share the word of God with you. And I'm going to do that today because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. See, we have to have the word that's in our heart, and we have to be willing to share it with others so that their eyes can become open to see, to walk in the marvelous life which has been shared and given unto us. See, I ain't always been where I'm at. I ain't always been where I'm at. You know, we was at a meal out to pastor's house the other Sunday, and you know, me and the guy was out there on the porch, you know, we was just talking, you know, and I made a comment about something in my past. And you know, and AJ looked, and he said, "Man," he said, "I forgot all about that side of Tim." I said, "Yeah, and I did too." So, you know, I'm telling you, and the thing about that is, y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. He's no respecter person. You know, thank you, Jesus. You know, it's about the choices that you make in life. You know, we've all made them. And I mean, if you walk out those doors, even before you walk out those doors, you're going to make a choice. You're going to make a choice. No one can pressure you into it. You know, a lot of people say, "Man, I feel pressured." No, you don't have to be pressured. You still got to make that choice. And I'm going to start with my opening scripture. It's coming from Deuteronomy. Let me get my handy dandy phone out. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Praise God. And I'm going to be reading from a different version. I like to share with the children because, you know, it does you no good to read it and you don't get understanding from it. See, when you read it, I talk to so many people and I witness to them. They say, I said, "Well, did you read the word?" "I don't understand it." And that's some excuse. So, you know, if they don't understand something, they just leave it alone. That's the wrong thing to do. See, God is so smart. What he done, he put people in place where they can write it in different versions, to where he can break it down for you. Now if you don't understand it just because you don't want it. Because he simplified it for you. And be honest with you, you know, you can understand the King James Version. You just have to understand the different translations, you know, because you got it in Hebrew, then you have to break it down and so on and so forth. And, you know, and it's so easy. But the Bible said this in James. He said, he who lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. And he'll give it to you. He didn't say to say. He said, if any man, any person lacks wisdom, let him ask of God.